This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Cal Hunter's our producer, and we've Todd Kunin as another one of our co-hosts. We've had a wonderful time, hour number one. Remember, most of the time we are 3 hours on most radio stations. We are getting close to 100 affiliates. We're pushing hard, so call everybody, tell your neighbors, tell them to call their local radio stations to add Radio Law Talk, because it is on fire.
In fuego.
For wire. And you know what? If you want to call us at 855 Law Radio, or go to our website and www.radiolawtalk.com. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Just so you know, the info@radiolawtalk.com, we do get some wonderful emails from people, and we really appreciate it. But I'm sorry, we cannot, if you say, I have this issue and I need a legal opinion. Now, you can call the law firm of different people, you know, that are listed, and talk about their specific, you know, type of area law that they handle, but we cannot answer your legal questions under Radio Law Talk.
Let me give you a big reason why you wouldn't want to have your legal question answered on the air. There's this thing called attorney-client privilege, this thing called confidentiality, where if you meet with your attorney in their office and it's just the two of you talking, anything you say, absent a few exceptions, but pretty much anything you say is held in confidence by the attorney.
Yes.
Okay? If you call an attorney on a national radio show and spill your guts, guess what you just lost?
A friend of mine. That's what you did. A friend of mine.
Yeah, a friend of mine
had a question.
Yeah, asking for a friend. So, yeah, call an attorney.
Yeah.
Pay them. Take advantage of the attorney-client privilege and have your specific issues answered specifically to you.
And many attorneys have a free consultation.
That's
first
true.
One.
First one. Or
not
short,
all, but many
short.
Do.
Yeah, that's... Notice Todd said pay him. That's exciting.
Yes.
Pay her or pay her.
Yeah.
Pay him or her. That's exciting. I'm glad that you stuck up for us, Todd.
The only reason why I say that is because oftentimes I see this in the movies all the time, and I don't know that this is, you know, the cops are coming, and the attorney says, quick, give me a dollar. What? Quick, give me a dollar. And the defendant says, well, all right, I'll give you a dollar. And they're not their attorney. Now you've retained me. Anything you told me is in confidence.
Which, by the way, you don't have to give
money. Yeah, you don't have to give them a buck, but it's great for theater.
Yes, it's great for theater. All right, you don't have to give a buck. Maybe a quarter. But
maybe a quarter, yeah.
And look, last hour we talked about the big issue about whether or not you're going to have a vaccine card and the constitutionality of it. And we're going to follow up with that. And then we have a case or no case, but I want to quickly follow up on that before we hit the case or no case, because what we're talking about last hour, and we try not to drag it into hour two. We always like a quick stop segment, so hour two is a completely new type of segment, right? Or it's a new hour, but we have to roll it over discussing this 1905 case.
That's right.
That discussed vaccination issues and how it may apply today. So go ahead.
So the case was Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And Denise, on the break, we were talking about it, and you pointed out that when you talk about that this case was under the police power. And the reason why we say that is because Jacobson was actually prosecuted as a violation of law because he didn't get vaccinated for smallpox in Massachusetts back in the early 1900s. And he said, I'm perfectly healthy, and, you know, there's adverse consequences to being vaccinated, and some people have had all of this kind of stuff, and I shouldn't have to. And he was prosecuted, and it went before the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold, to determine whether or not the prosecution and the conviction was valid. And the U.S. Supreme Court in 1905 said, yeah, it was valid. Essentially, they pointed out that a state not only has the right but the responsibility to enact legislation for the health and welfare of its citizens.
It's a state.
That's
right. Federal government or state?
It's the state. And they said, as the Supreme Court and the federal government, we can't go in and tell a state If we were to side with Jacobson in this case, we'd be gutting that privilege and right of the states to enact legislation for the health and welfare of their citizens.
So what about Texas and Florida now then, Todd?
And so the court here said we can't step in and deny them that. So it's up to each state. But then the court included this caveat. After holding that it was appropriate that to require the vaccine and everything, and this is going to be what all those in support of the vaccine are going to go into court holding up this case saying, see, in Jacobson it says this has been the law for 115 years. But listen to this. Last paragraph, second to last paragraph of the case. The court says, before closing this opinion, we deem it appropriate, in order to prevent misapprehension as to our views, to observe, perhaps to repeat a thought already sufficiently expressed, that the police power of a state, whether exercised by the legislature or a local body, may be exerted in such circumstances or by regulations so arbitrary and oppressive, in particular cases, as to justify interference by the courts to prevent wrong and oppression. So in this case, the Supreme Court said, look, yes, everybody needed to be vaccinated for smallpox. Yes, it was a problem. Yes, your conviction is valid. 1905.
But
we also understand that there may be things in the future where a requirement on the part of the state could be oppressive, could be arbitrary, and we're not going to say courts can never step in to address that.
New York put Typhoid Mary on an island until she died. When they finally figured out who she was, she was banished.
Yeah.
So that's you worry about it. It's a little bit scary, this what's been going on. And luckily we have a Supreme Court to try to decide this and whether or not this is oppressive or too extreme to make us have a vaccination card or require people to be vaccinated.
Or if it's being enforced in an arbitrary manner.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Or whether or not you have protections under the ADA, the HIPAA laws, or constitutionally. We're going to see what happens because this is interesting.
And trust me. It's going to go before a court. I mean,
Yes. We
are so litigious now. It's going to make it to a court.
And you know
it has to because the COVID is more like a flu in terms of that it can come on again and again and again. And because it is so transmissive between humans, it's going to be going on for at least another 5 years, for sure.
And if you wanted to read the tea leaves a little bit, it's going to be interesting to see how this court sides because before... Back when it was a 4-4 split, before Barrett got on the court, there were cases that came out where the justices says, well, look, this is a terrible pandemic. Of course they should be able to close their businesses. The state should require this, should require that. And then it shifted around to equal protection. The court has kind of been all over the map in terms of how seriously they view the pandemic, despite the percentages, and how they will rule. I think right now, it's a toss-up.
I think they're not going to touch it for a while. It's not ripe. I think Fred hit that last hour right on the point that it's still got to percolate through the courts and in different ways, not just criminally, but not just civilly, not all these different ways have to come up. And then they're going to look at it. Plus, I see our Supreme Court right now being extremely cautious about touching any cases at all that is could create civil strife.
And I agree with that. They've got to make sure that they get their hand sanitizer before they touch it, too. I think that's exactly right. But here's the other thing, Denise and Todd, that I think is an issue, right? The issue also is going to become state or federal. Right?
Yeah.
States'
yes.
rights compared to federal rights.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a huge issue because you're going to have states like Texas and Florida that are going to say, no requirement for vaccination card in our state, and some other states, the Utah probably, or some other conservative type states, and you're going to have more liberal states like New York and California requiring it. Does the federal government make that decision, or do the states make that decision?
Yeah,
but the
right.
federal government will get involved if, for example, California says we won't let any of our state workers go to Texas because they don't require a vaccine. Now it's commerce between the states, and it pulls the federal government right back in.
That's exactly right. It's going to be fun.
Radio Law Talk is the place to be. Man, I don't know why people don't just sit there and listen to us all day. We'll be back. We're going to talk about burning.
And do the dishes.
Well, they can have headphones. They have headphones.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Don't go away.
The This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
It is. It's very stressful.
Yes, we're back on.
Oh, are we back on? We're talking about stress. Cal's like, hey.
I'm getting a little stressed myself.
we're having a rousing vaccination debate and mask debate over
We're talking about, seriously, we don't mind talking about what we talk about during the break.
Save it for the open mics, fellas. Here we go.
It comes down to, this has turned into people that get along really well that now fight.
Yes,
you know?
Denise. We were having, look. So in the first hour, Denise said dining really fast, and I thought she said dying in the parking lot when we're talking about restaurants.
Yes.
So now in the second hour, apparently we have words being, you know, conjoined, creating some sort of confusion here. It's a mask with a K debate. Mask debate. Okay.
Denise!
So, Denise.
Stop.
So the mask debate is something that we were discussing
easy,
over the break.
Easy.
Just calm.
Denise is our foundation of the three boys here, the three little pigs.
She's turning red right now and turning away from both of you. There's a hint there.
I know. People are like, why am I listening to the show? I was asking why people don't listen. That's not the lawn mowing, Cal. It's this.
That's a good point.
Okay, why do we bring up Burning Man? Why is Burning Man so important? We like to talk about...
Case or no? Because we're all tied.
You're right. We're all tied. Okay, doggone. We have new cases. But we're going to talk about Burning Man in a minute.
Yes.
And when we talk about Burning Man, there's a reason why every single year we talk about Burning Man. And the reason we talk about it is, in general, because there's always violations of the law. We're going to talk about that. Before we do that, we're all tied up, and we're going to do case or no case. Cal, the second case or no case. Roll.
And not coincidentally, case or no case about two nearly Burning Men.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Their names were Joseph and Jonathan. Joseph and Jonathan. They were traveling from Denver to Honolulu. They got on a flight from a major airline. But when they did, and the plane took off, they thought this flight would be their last. As they were looking out the plane window, like many passengers do, they saw fire envelop one of the engines. And then it exploded. They said, "We were terrorized and traumatized." At the time of the emergency, a video was posted on Twitter showing the engine blasting into bursting into flames after takeoff. Pieces of burning engine debris were flying all over the place. One place fell down into a person's house in Broomfield, Colorado. The plane was carrying 231 people. But you know what they say about airplane landings? A great landing is one you walk away from. So all's well that ended well. All the passengers, all 10 members of the crew, returned to Denver. No injuries reported. The men separately sought counsel, asking them, "Because of my trauma, might I have a case? I was emotionally damaged by this airplane engine bursting into flames. So I ask you," and I think, Denise, I think we're going with you.
Me. Oh,
Fred. Okay, Fred. I ask you, case or no case, my friend?
Real scenario, this happened, and then I believe, I think it's Southwest. I don't remember which side, it might have been Southwest, and they landed okay. The answer is, it is a true scenario. Did he bring a case? No, he did not. So this is not a case. But if he did, I doubt he would win. This individual man that claims that he had suffered from trauma without physical injury, I'm going to say no case, even if it was a case. But I'm going to say no case.
And you're saying if it was a case, it shouldn't have been.
He would have lost.
Okay, Denise, what do you say about this?
It is definitely a real scenario. I remember this. And the issue was, can it be intentional infliction of emotional distress or that type of injury? Because they looked out the window and they saw the engine on fire. And that's not something that is an intentional act. That is an unintentional act. It may be a product defect or it may be something along those lines. But I don't think that they're going to get damages just for their mental anguish. Hmm. So I'm going to say that it is a case and they lose.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this airplane that goes to on the way to paradise? They nearly, literally went to paradise.
Yeah, so you're talking about this. All I keep thinking is that scene from Twilight Zone, the movie. There's a man on the wing of this plane. He's ripping parts of the engine. Look. I'm going to say that I'm going to agree with Fred that this is a true scenario, but it's not a case. And the reason why I'm going to say it's not a case is because in this particular case, and by the way, this is not going to invalidate my answer is no case just because I might be wrong as to the scenario I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But I think this just recently happened. I remember there was one that recently happened, especially because you mentioned that the video was posted on Twitter. But it seems to stick out in my mind that there was one that happened like within the last 4 or 5 months. Hawaii-bound flight that was near Denver that had to do an emergency landing because the plane engine blew up. And so I agree that it's not a case. Even if it was a case, it ain't been filed yet. And so, because it's too close. But at this point in time, no case. True scenario, but it has not resulted in a case yet.
It really is fascinating to watch these minds. Just, you can see the gears and the transmission turning. Sometimes you can see the clutches slipping, but you can't see how, you know,
the clutch slipping.
Are you talking to me?
In my case, it's just a hamster on a wheel, but we get it.
I'm just saying.
Well,
so,
you only have 2 minutes. So, we've got a minute and a half. So, I don't want to try to. Can you get it in a minute and a half?
Of course.
No, Carol.
I can, yeah. So the question is, I want to know who said it was a case. Denise said it was a case. Well, Denise, congratulations.
Oh, someone brought it.
Yep, each man found an attorney, and the same attorney who specializes in airline issues filed cases for them for $50,000. They settled out of court for significantly less than that, but they did settle. And
for a bag of peanuts.
Well, probably, and they did win, maybe a free trip back to Hawaii, and that is...
When was this?
Recently.
I don't have a year, but it was a recent case.
Yeah. Okay.
So I only get one because I said they lose. And since they settled and got money, they win.
Yeah, so 1 point for you.
Okay.
Wow, because you know what? I mean, oh, man, really? I don't know. I'm a personal injury lawyer. You know, sometimes you just have to say no to some cases.
They got
to
tough it out sometimes.
Yeah,
$50,000.
Look, I could see the airline resolving this only from the public relations standpoint. Yeah, our plane blew up. Our engine blew
right.
up. And it might do us more harm than good going forward to try to fight this when there's video all over the Internet of our engine blowing up.
I think it's
up.
The Simpson thing. Take a couple. Okay. All right. I want a few passes. I don't have to wear a mask from now on the plane. And a couple of chocolate chip cookies. We're done.
And enough. I never have to pay taxes again, like at the end of many big movies. I never have to pay taxes again.
All right, we're going to talk about Burning Man when we come back. The second half of hour number two. Stay with us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my friends Todd and Denise.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back. Said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can now resume after the CDC and FDA lifted the 11-day pause while studying reports of blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein was part of the CDC's advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare.
15 women out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine got blood clots. 3 of them died. Information sheets on the findings will now be distributed to providers about the risks of blood clots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The American public should feel reassured about the safety systems and protocols that we have in place around the COVID-19 vaccines.
She also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
1376. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Who told you that? Not Lurley.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So have you ever, Cal or Denise, have you ever thought to yourself, you know, it would be so great to go out in the middle of nowhere and be covered with a fine dust, a fine mist, sand, if you're not finer than sand, have it get everywhere, permeate every crack and crevice of my vehicle so that when I drive home, I take evidence of that the entire drive home. Have you ever wanted to do that?
Absolutely. Every week I'm thinking if I could just find some sandy spot and get dust in my shorts, in my socks, down my shirt, anywhere I could go. Or maybe just go completely buffo naked and just get silt everywhere anyway.
You know, or paint on a costume.
Oh, that even know? Better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it, folks, if that tickles your fancy.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yes. If that does... well, then Burning Man might be for you. And that's held like every, it's the last weekend in August. It goes the last weekend in August and bleeds over into the first week in September. Isn't that when it runs?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's out in the middle of the desert in Nevada. And last year it was canceled because of COVID-19, because of the pandemic. But this year they tentatively plan on having it, but they ran into a bit of a wrinkle due to a post made by the event organizer.
I get it. Skin wrinkle.
There you go.
That was good.
You see what I did there?
Yeah. I did. I like it.
So this is what happened. And look, this is tough because... just because you make a mistake that might cost business, when you rectify that, it doesn't mean all that business will come back. And here's what happened. So on the Burning Man website, the event organizer released a video about a week ago saying that, hey, we're going to have Burning Man, but vaccinations will be required because they're required by the state of Nevada. That's a quote, okay? Here's the problem. The state of Nevada does not currently, and they might in the future, but currently, about earlier today. Look, that train is coming, but for Nevada, it's not there yet. Well, there was a lot of public backlash and outcry because the event organizer for Burning Man, because she had said that. So she goes on to release a subsequent video saying, look, I misspoke. Sorry. That is not the law in the state of Nevada. But the question now is, I wonder how many people looked at that and decided, okay, well, I'm not going to go.
And people plan for this for almost a year in advance. They plan what they're going to drive and what they're going to live in and what costumes and what they're going to bring to barter and all of that stuff. And it does require the Burning Man officials to come up with a state and county plan on safety and health. And that's why I think she came out and misspoke, is because she was thinking in the, you know, they were thinking that they have to have health and safety at the forefront here. And in order to have health and safety at the forefront, then they could require vaccination proof.
And, you know, one of the things here is, look, this is an event that it attracts 80,000 people a year. It's 100 miles north of Reno, and it attracts about 80,000 people a year to it. Several are international individuals that, you know, from outside the United States. And so the question here is, the people that would normally attend Burning Man, what do they do? And again, this is similar to what we talked about the first hour. What do you do if you don't have access to it? What if your country doesn't have access to giving you the vaccine, or you're prevented from taking it somehow, or you can't afford it because you come from a part of the United States where you can't get it, or you can't afford, the county that you live in doesn't have it. You haven't been afforded the opportunity to have it yet.
Or you can't take it because of health considerations or religious beliefs.
Exactly. And so,
or maybe you just don't want to.
Yeah, you know, here's...
Well, true. Or do you believe that taking a horse tranquilizer will have the same impact as a vaccination?
I mean,
yeah, it's a bit hard. Wait a second. You're going to go to Burning Man. You're going to take all sorts of stuff while you're there. But the vaccine, that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line.
They have not, as a bottom line, decided whether or not they're going to restrict entry to people that are vaccinated, or whether or not they're going to require testing at the event, because they could also offer testing, you know, right there and then at the event to make sure that the people don't have COVID. It's not going to be a high risk
or quarantining.
Spreader.
Yeah,
but this is where, from a business standpoint, the faux pas of making that statement about the law, when that wasn't really the law, might hurt them. It doesn't just impact the people that plan on, the 80,000 or some odd folks that plan on attending it. They also have to consider the folks that have the theme camps in Burning Man. You know, you've got various different areas
to
folks go.
To say nothing of the actual Burning Man himself, Todd.
Well,
somebody's got to bring all those sticks and build a Burning Man.
Somebody's got to build the gun, right?
Exactly.
All
right.
It's like a huge Trojan horse. So right now, they only have a 20 to 30% commitment from the previous Burning Man of camp organizers, various locales within the event. They only have a 20 to 30% commitment of those folks coming back. And when you make a statement that says, hey, we're going to require vaccines because the state requires it, you wonder how many of those camp organizers are going to say, sorry, we ain't coming back. And if they don't come back, then people won't show up. I mean, it's like going into a mall that is reopened. In where I lived growing up back in the 80s, we had a flood, and there was a kind of a popular mall that was pretty full, and it flooded out. When they reopened the mall, you know, 2 or 3 years later, after the flood, they redid it. There were maybe 10% of the stores. You ever walk through a mall that's only 10% full?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's depressing.
It's eerie.
Yeah, and nobody's going to want to go to Burning Man, using that mall analogy, if you only have 10, 20% of the usual attractions have returned.
If the body painter and the person making metal jewelry body sculpture, if they're not there, I'm out.
I agree. The same thing with any piercings.
And the photo booths. I want to see the photo booth.
What we know from past shows is that Burning Man was a non-profit. So they're set up in a way that they can't really profit, but they don't want to lose money. So they have to make enough money to pay and at least break even. And they have to pay a lot of event organizers because the event organizers have to be there. They have to police it and they have to make sure that everybody's
like
abiding
wedding planner,
by
like
laws.
Wedding planners in body paint, Denise. That's what they are. They're just going to little clipboards and going, okay, go over here and, you know, take care of business.
Yes, wedding planners in body paint. So I still, look, we've been doing this show for 4 years, and every year we talk about this. I'm still waiting, Fred, for you to go to Burning Man and send photos.
Cal's got to turn me on. Yeah. So here's the deal.
Good luck with that.
The minute I said that, Denise, stop it. What it comes down to is this. I remember the time we talked about Burning Man, and we had the show, and I stopped by the local. I'm going to ding, 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 give them a little plug, Safeway, the local Safeway. And sure enough, we were just talking about Burning Man, and it just ended. We were talking about the legal issues and lawsuits, not lawsuits, but violations. And as a former prosecutor for the DA's office and criminal lawyer that you are now, that you discussed the different legal issues and violations that were occurring up there, right? And sure enough, pulling in the parking lot, this big old dusty, old, you know, school bus and about 10 kids. I'm talking kids because I'm old, probably in their 20s, sitting around. They were dirty and they were just like having a soda or something or a beer. I don't remember what they were drinking, sitting around the frickin' thing. And I had to take a picture of it. And I thought we tweeted it out one time, but I just looked at that and almost walked over and said, you know what, guys? I just talked about you. But every year it's about, you know, not only the money that's being created, which is kind of opposite, like you said, Denise, of what was going on, but the laws that are broken and the issues. And to tell you the truth, I think they're getting a better and better, you know, grasp of it. The big issue came after the Me Too movement, right, Denise? After the Me Too movement started going, then the churches had these little, I'm going to call them churches loosely, because they're not really churches, but I'm going to call them churches or these events, you had to sign a waiver, right?
That's right.
That you're okay to be hugged, right?
Touched. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But some of these little events that are planned, private events that are planned within Burning Man, they require maybe scant clothing
and touching and hugging
and not being afraid about other people's bodies.
Right.
Because it's some places did not require clothing.
Right.
It was clothing.
Well,
and
they would do is they would paint their bodies, right?
They would paint their bodies or they wouldn't. Mm. And so yeah, they were having them fun.
He touched me. I was just trying to appreciate the art. Look, if you go to a museum and you can't touch the paintings, hands off Mona Lisa, okay?
That's right. Maybe I will go to that. I didn't realize that. I thought I had to paint myself up. I had about 4 or 5 gallons to paint my body.
It's a regular castle of debauchery.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Deshaun Watson's. Hey, he responds to the 22 lawsuits, and it's time for Deshaun Watson's side to be heard. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a moment right here on your favorite radio station and also on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
We always bring this up at Radio Law Talk. You're innocent until proven guilty. We are absolute proponents of that. Whether you are left, middle, or right, you better be a proponent of innocent until proven guilty. And we always discuss the problems with Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the internet now. It's so fast that people are guilty before they even have a chance to defend themselves. And again, we're not jumping on Deshaun Watson's side, but you have to understand people. Everyone has the right to be heard, and they have a right to have their day in court. It's an interesting thing. There's 22 lawsuits against Deshaun, Houston, Texas quarterback Deshaun Watson, for, among other things, kind of sexual harassment and what was the other
Sexual assault, right?
Assault. I'm sorry. That was what I'm trying to think of. And this is civil cases. There's no criminal cases pending. These are civil cases. It's brought by one law firm that brought that have these 22 individuals that are claiming this occurred. Deshaun Watson has now filed his answer to the complaint. And by the way, when you file answers to complaint, you don't necessarily to personal injury case or an injury case there or this type of case, you don't have to name every little detail of facts, because that's what's going to occur during the discovery process. You're going to get the facts out. But the problem here is, and I feel bad for his lawyer and Deshaun, is you're fighting two battles, right? A legal battle and a publicity battle. Because his three, what's the third?
The third is the NFL.
NFL, that's exactly what I was going to say. And then also the NFL is,
yeah.
Quote, and as quote is saying, is this is very disconcerting. And it's like, wait a minute, you know.
And they're investigating
him
as well.
Yeah, deeply disturbing, they said. And I hate to say this, and again, I'm not jumping on his side. What's deeply disturbing? Someone, the allegations? Now, allegations, you know, the person's innocent until proven guilty. So it would be disturbing if this is true. That's disturbing. But why don't you figure it out and look into it before you say it's disturbing, NFL, right? And so what's happened now is Deshaun has, and again, we're going to come find out, look, see, Fred, he actually did this or that. Look, I'm not saying what's right or wrong or who's done what. We've got to let the system work its way through without pointing the finger. And so what he has done is answered, and we kind of a little talked off the air about this, kind of more than they should have or needed to answer, right?
Right.
They kind of had to go out in more on a limb for publicity reasons.
Try the case in public, basically.
Yeah, and so, but here's some interesting things. So, basically, the lawsuits are alleging that he forced sexual activity on some of these individuals.
Only two allege that.
Yeah, and two allege, and the rest don't even allege that. Right. And his argument is, no, that was consensual, you know? And so it comes down to what his legal responses were, all right? So you want to go over his legal responses? And these are some of his responses.
Well, yeah, we'll go over some of those. But
in a minute.
Now, the interesting thing here is I don't do – when somebody is charged with a criminal complaint, we don't have to file an answer in a criminal complaint.
Right.
We don't have to do a filing. But in a civil complaint, back when I – a long time ago when I did employment and labor, back when – whatever. Look, if a complaint is filed – In a state complaint, an answer can be, my recollection is, an answer can be something along the lines of, we deny generally everything
right.
that's in the complaint.
You can generally deny it all.
Now, in a federal complaint, if a complaint is filed federally, usually you have the numbered paragraphs in the complaint, and you have, you know, paragraph number one, information and belief, we deny this in paragraph
right.
one, and
right.
they go through each paragraph. Now, the format of the filing in the Watson response...
In Texas.
This, it was not a paragraph by paragraph denial. It was just a denial that put it out there, and then they included subheadings that, look, some plaintiffs allege this, and this is a response. Some allege this, and this is our response here. It was a format that I have never seen before.
Right.
In response to allegations like this, it was a sort of a look. There's a lot of stuff out here and a lot of responses, but apparently, if you know, you look at it and you really peel the onion for which plaintiff, which is this, you can tie a lot of what they say to a specific plaintiff's complaint, but there are some where, okay, we don't know which one this applies to. And there are some plaintiffs that made allegations where it's like, we don't see a proposed defense that applies to this specific allegation. So it's a little confusing, but never seen that format before.
Right, and he actually states these are our issues against 16 different plaintiffs and names them. And then the other plaintiffs are left unnamed. And then what was odd about this to me is that there were not specific affirmative defenses stated. That part was odd.
Well, see, I don't know Texas law, and I wish we can get Chip Evans, or my Texas partner, in here, but I don't know that you have to under the state of Texas. Like Todd said, you just generally deny it all, and you're going to find out through the discovery process what you know, your defenses, because they don't know what these individuals have said to other people. Oh yeah, you know, I'm not saying they said this, but oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to get a little bit of extra money here. I'm going to just try to make this allegation. Again, only two have alleged that there's been any sexual conduct. And one of the arguments is, you know, that they made is that he wanted to be nude or at least partially. But
that's what happens when you have a massage.
Thank you. And I've only had one in my life, and I don't go get the massages. And we're in Thailand, and my wife wanted to get it, and we did the multiple. So I said, okay, just as long as you're there. But it's like, wow, I got to take what off and do. But you basically have a towel over the top of you, right? Then you just
or sheet
mm-hmm. or something. But it's so you are partially naked underneath there. Yeah. So
exactly.
And so to me, these allegations are interesting. So before we go on to what their some of their defenses are, do you have anything else before we hit that?
Well, no, I was just going to get into the first cluster of allegations that the response addresses.
Sure, go for the allegations, okay. Then we'll go over what their answers are to these.
So I'm reading this off of the actual filing that was right. That was posted, and it starts out with the heading problems. This is all bold, all caps. Problems.
This is the plaintiff.
This is the defense response.
Oh, response. Okay, gotcha.
It says, quote, problems with the plaintiff's allegations, and it says Mr. Watson received the plaintiff's names. Less than a week ago, based on what we have been able to determine so far, these plaintiffs are not victims of any type of misconduct, much less sexual misconduct. Subparagraph A says, this is the title, after the massage therapy sessions with Mr. Watson, plaintiffs bragged about, praised, and were excited to massage Mr. Watson, period. And then they give 1, 2, 3, 4, like 8 or 9 different paragraphs that talk about each individual plaintiff that had an allegation, but note that the sum total of the responses under this don't cover all plaintiffs that made this allegation. And look, the responses are along the lines of, I'll just give an example, the first one, plaintiff, and the name is redacted, claims in the lawsuit that she was, quote, disgusted by Mr. Watson, yet after her therapy session with him, she bragged to friends and family members about massaging Mr. Watson and told them she thinks he is a kind person. And so, look, at trial, if that's the actual evidence that comes out to countermand the claim that she was disgusted and to prove that this was a consensual act, you know, that might bode well for Mr. Watson, but that's in the complaint. And we have examples like that for several of the plaintiffs, but not all of them.
Not yeah. six, from what yes. I could tell.
Yeah, and here's the deal. So we've just started on this Deshaun Watson thing. We've got a minute and a half to go until the end of the second hour. We're going to go into our third hour. So those of you who want to hear the rest of Deshaun Watson's case, I think he needs to be heard also. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. If your station only listens to 2 hours, some of it listen to 3 hours of our show, RadioLawTalk.com, you click on the live button, listen live, and you can listen to us live for hour number three.
You know, and we're going to get into this, but listen, 100, 200 years ago, even 50 years ago, for the most part, cases like these weren't necessarily tried in the press the same way that we are now. We knew allegations against Deshaun Watson before a complaint was even filed based upon press releases, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. I get why this complaint, this response needs to be filed the way it is, because it's not just fighting what happens in court. It's fighting the public perception outside of court. And if he doesn't do that, if he's truly not guilty, and he doesn't fight this, his career is done.
Yeah, it's NFL. I mean, they're going to say, we don't want to touch you, the Houston Texans. So, anyway, we'll be back. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson. We're going to do a case or no case. Hang on with us. Put your seatbelts on. Hour number three.
As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up on RadioLawTalk.com and on many of your favorite radio stations. But if not, click on over on the web to RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.